drug trafficking coming to Australia impact upon Pacific nations so directly?
Look, what it is imagine. Imagine if someone built a criminal highway through your front yard, not through your backyard, but through your front yard. And that's really what's occurred. So, and in order to make that criminal highway, so to allow boats to transit through the Pacific to bring us our drugs that we want, and generally it's cocaine, what has to happen is if officials are paid off and money is given, and locals are employed, and all of a sudden you've got this sort of the rule of law there is slowly being eaten away by criminal activity.
Right. And so there are severe consequences like bribery and corruption, and these are long-term kind of deep issues. How important is it then that the government acts soon to tackle this?
Look, I think the issue here is about criticality, and that is that this has been going on for some time. So for your listeners, the pattern what we're seeing here is a 30-year pattern that's getting worse and worse. So for at least three decades, we've had the sailing season where cocaine has been moved from South America across the Pacific through our Pacific Island Nation neighbours and to Australia. What we have now is that has slowly been getting worse and worse. Australia has done a lot in the past regionally. It's gifted patrol boats, it's set up transnational crime centres. Now we need a bigger concerted effort and a clearer strategy on how we're going to assist and work with our Pacific Island partners and neighbours, for want of a better word, to actually target this properly.
So what specifically is the government doing to address these impacts? Clearly it's not enough at the moment.
No, look, what we do is with this range of programs, so, we've gifted patrol boats and new patrol boats to the Pacific Nine so they can do. We share information with them and intelligence. We've helped establish the Pacific Transnational Crime Centre, which shares intelligence again. We provide aerial surveillance hours of the region. So, there's a range of things that are happening and occurring. I think what it needs now is a strong sense of leadership and a more direct approach that sort of says, well, this is what we're trying to do here, and is quite frank, open and honest.
And what about the feelings of those impacted? What have they said about the Australian government and how they've been assisted?
Look, I think there's always a bit of resistance within the Pacific. And there can be no doubt that in some corners of law enforcement in the Pacific, there is a thought that Australia and New Zealand's part of this as well, have sort of been a tad condescending about this and haven't been treating local law enforcement partners as full partners. And that's a prevailing sort of sense that's been going on for some time. And there's a prevailing sense that more needs to be done by the Australian government and by the New Zealanders. Now, Australia is setting up a new National Security College and providing all manner of new training and development opportunities and capacity opportunities. I guess the issue here is that obviously the Pacific Island nations don't think that enough is being done and don't necessarily feel that they're being included as a true partner.
So besides leadership then, what other action would you like to see?
Look, I think the broader issue here is sharing of intelligence in regards to the complete transit chain and greater thought given about disrupting at the point of source. So a lot of these drugs are embarking from South America. And one of the prevailing thoughts in the Pacific is Australia treats the Pacific Islands like a buffer zone where as the ships come in, we're stopping them before they get to Australia. And we're not as concerned with the criminality and impacts of the drug trade in the Pacific Islands. So I think what we need to do is share intelligence in relation to the embarkation points. So in South America, wherever these boats are leaving from and whatever intelligence we have, sharing that with the local authorities. Number two is focusing on working with the Pacific Islanders with that intelligence to prevent actual ships entering into the Pacific Island region. Third, I believe that what we need to do is work with them in regards to corruption, foreign bribery, and go through and develop the capacity to both investigate and do prevention work as well as legislative reform within the islands themselves.
Well, hopefully we can see all this. John, thank you so much for your time on the show today. It's been a pleasure.
No worries at all. Thank you.